Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. I know one thing. I probably got the biggest audience today of any day since the show began. I'm sure yesterday was the same. Everybody wants to know what my take is on Afghanistan, what my take is on Joe Biden, my take on the country falling apart, my take on open borders, my take on COVID vaccines, my take on COVID and what's happening to this country and around the world. And it's going to be a packed show between guests and all my opinions. Let me start with my commentary I just finished writing minutes ago. You know, it's funny, in college at Columbia University, I was a last-second guy. I would literally never study until the night before the major exam of the year. And I would just cram all night and go take the exam, and my life has never changed. I usually write my commentaries on Friday afternoon, and I finish them with like 5 minutes to go before the show starts, and I'm like sweating bullets. Can I get it done? Can I get it done for Creator Syndicate? They've got to get it by 3 o'clock on Fridays, and I start writing at 1 o'clock on Fridays, West Coast time, and I usually finish at 5:03 and then get ready for the show. Here's my commentary. Treason. It's titled Treason. Afghanistan disaster is more proof Biden is owned lock, stock, and barrel by China. I'm the only guy who tells it like it is. The tragedy and catastrophe that just happened in Afghanistan is more proof positive of my contention. President Biden, his family, and his Democrat puppet handlers are China-owned. They are doing China's bidding. The Biden crime family is owned lock, stock, and barrel by China and the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. Joe Biden's stolen presidency is the best thing to ever happen to China. I don't need to remind all of you what just happened in Afghanistan. Everybody saw it. The question is, can you believe your own eyes? How could this happen? This is the worst debacle in U.S. foreign policy history, and it threatens to become the worst catastrophic failure in U.S. military history. Why? Because it was all foreseeable and preventable. If only Biden and the Democrats are as good at foreign policy as they aren't rigging and stealing elections, we'd be ruling the world instead of taking orders from the Taliban. But all those American GIs dead and wounded and all of their devastated parents isn't even the worst-case scenario, as terrible as it all is. Biden is leaving Americans behind to fend for themselves. There's no way out. How many will be murdered? How many will be tortured and raped and starved? How many will be held hostage for a $1 billion ransom? This is like shooting fish in a barrel. This is potentially the greatest PR scenario ever for ISIS. I've warned for many months now that Biden is the most corrupt president in history. I believe he and his family are owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party. Everything Biden has done, every action, every statement, every policy since his inauguration has weakened America and enriched China. None of this can be a mistake or coincidence. Joe Biden and his puppet handlers are Chinese-owned. Let's examine the mistakes of Afghanistan. A picture emerges. These aren't mistakes. First up, who evacuates the military first, leaving thousands of American citizens unprotected from bloodthirsty savages? Everyone knows you evacuate the citizens first, then the equipment, and lastly, the military. No one could be so stupid to send the military home first. This was no mistake. This is treason. Secondly, who leaves $85 billion of military equipment on the ground? Overnight, we just made the Taliban the 26th most powerful military in the world with your taxpayer money. Who does that? No one is this stupid. This was no mistake. This is treason. Third, who puts the Taliban in charge of security for American citizens? This is pure insanity. That would be like putting the Gestapo or the SS in charge of getting Jews safely out of Germany. No one could be that stupid. No one could be that naive. This was no mistake. This was treason. Everyone involved in this decision should be arrested or court-martialed. Tragically, our Obama and Biden-appointed military leaders are too focused on COVID vaccines for an illness with a 99.7% survival rate, critical race theory, climate change, purging all white conservatives from the military, and paying for transsexual operations. And Biden trusted the Taliban to protect our soldiers and citizens? But aren't they the enemy? Aren't they radical Islamic terrorists? Don't they execute people in the street? Don't they steal little girls to rape, enslave, and marry? Wasn't the whole Afghanistan running for their lives a few days ago from the vicious, bloodthirsty Taliban? But Biden made them our partners? But wait, it gets worse. Biden gave the names of our citizens and Afghan allies to the Taliban to allow them through the gates of the Kabul airport. That's a kill list for ISIS to hunt down all our people. The U.S. government has officially named the Taliban terrorists, and Biden is handing the names of our citizens to terrorists? This is no mistake. This is treason. What president would even consider leaving Americans behind to be murdered or held hostage for ransom? This is no mistake. This is treason. Who spends 20 years, trillions of taxpayer dollars, and American lives and limbs, and then just runs away so China could waltz right in and take possession of all the lithium and rare earth minerals? No one is this dumb. This is no mistake. This is treason. Every action Biden takes weakens America and enriches China. The open border, shipping COVID-infected illegal aliens all over our country, vaccine mandates, the budget-busting green infrastructure deal, killing our energy industry, paying millions of Americans to not work. Now disaster in Afghanistan. Biden is destroying America and helping China become the dominant force in the world. These aren't mistakes. This is treason. That's my column. And by the way, you know what's the biggest proof of all? Australia and New Zealand. There's two countries in China's world, right? In China's hemisphere. And they've done a lot of business with China. And they're both locked down because in New Zealand, one person had COVID. I'm not kidding you. One person had COVID, and they locked down the country for weeks. And their economy is going to go under. And in Australia, one 80-year-old man, I think he might have been 85, one man in his 80s died of COVID, and they shut down the whole Sydney with 6 million people, and now it's spread to shutting down the whole country because a few hundred people here or there have COVID, and a few dozen die who are probably all 80 years old. They're shutting down the whole economies of Australia and New Zealand, and people aren't allowed to move, and it's much different than America. Because here in America, I hate people like Steve Sisolak, Gavin Newsom, the governor of New Jersey, Murphy. I think it's Phil Murphy, but it's something Murphy. In New York, it was Andrew Cuomo till days ago. The governor of Illinois, loser. The governor of, isn't it Pritzker in Illinois? I think it's Pritzker. And in Michigan, Whitmer. It's hard to remember every communist governor in America, but they're all witches. And don't forget Kate Brown in Oregon. These are the worst people in the world. But even in Las Vegas with Steve Sisolak, I call him Sisolak, the coward, who would love to shut down Vegas again. But even here, as bad as he is, his version of a shutdown is nothing compared to what's going on in Australia and New Zealand, where you cannot leave your house or you face a $5,000 fine. Only one person a day is allowed to go shopping for the entire family. And the military is in the street enforcing the shutdown. And the military and the police will pepper spray you, shoot you, or arrest you if you walk outside your house. And the entire economy is shut down. And just like America, when Trump had no choice at the very beginning of COVID, and they told him, you've got to shut the economy down. And we did for a couple months, shut the economy down. And what did we have? Wasn't it negative? It was like negative 35% GDP, something horrendous, the worst in history. And right now in Australia, they're predicting negative 30% plus GDP, negative 30% plus, like negative 35% GDP. That's where you ruin an entire country, an entire economy. All the jobs are killed and the whole middle class is put out of business. So why is that happening in Australia, New Zealand, even worse by far than in America? Well, first of all, Americans are all armed, number one. Number two, there's 80 million Trump voters, which is half the country. And number three, Americans don't F around. You try this crap on us, there's going to be a revolution in the streets. Trust me, you can't get away with it in America. We're not a nation of pussy cats. I'll say it that way. We're not a nation of losers and wimps like they are in Australia and New Zealand, obviously. But more importantly, New Zealand and Australia are proof positive. China has bought off their leaders. Don't you see? China will thrive while Australia will die. New Zealand will die. The people will starve. The people will live plunged into poverty. The people will live like Cuba. And in America, in Democrat states, it's not far different. In states run by Democrat governors, not far different. In big cities run by Democrat mayors, not very different. And all these people have a connection to China. I read you yesterday, I think it was yesterday or day before, that Kate Brown, the governor of Oregon, who's probably the single worst governor in America, the single most restrictive lockdown governor in America, and Kate Brown has massive ties to the Chinese Communist government and to organizations that help put out propaganda for the Chinese Communist government. They're all the same. China's gotten to all the politicians. They learned the way to take over a country, the way to win World War III without firing a shot, is you just pay off the politicians. I'm convinced they've paid off Democrat governors, Democrat senators, they've paid off the Pelosi's, they've paid off the AOC's, they've paid off the Schumer's. They paid off key Democrat senators and governors. They paid off the Biden crime family, the Obama crime family, the John Kerry crime family, and the Clinton crime family. And they've done the same thing in Australia and New Zealand. If you pay off the top 100 politicians, it probably costs you $1 billion total. And you make back trillions. It's a great investment. Forget stocks, bonds, or gold. Pay off politicians. You can own the world.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is new. Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We've expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up, inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. they guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Before I get back to Wayne Allen Root, by the way, the Warrior, the Root's on fire. The world's on fire. The United States is on fire. Before, is it communist takeover of the United States, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the United Kingdom? And if we don't get in the streets and we don't fight these people, and I mean fight them, it's going to be all over soon. They're going to win without a shot fired. China will win World War III without a shot fired. If we keep being meek little pussycats. Before I get back to so much to tell you about Afghanistan, I want to mention just a couple of quick things about COVID. First of all, four words. I told you so. I told you so. First of all, In England, the government of England has released data. Two-thirds of the COVID deaths in recent weeks, vaccinated. Not unvaccinated, vaccinated. Two-thirds of the people dying of COVID, vaccinated. And that doesn't even count the people dying from the COVID vaccine, which they'll never tell you. And crippled from the COVID vaccine. And when I talk about China owning the White House, what could be a more perfect scenario? Not only is Biden destroying us around the world, not only is Biden destroying us all with the COVID vaccine, not only is Biden opening the border and forcing us to get the COVID vaccine because everybody he lets across the border has COVID and he flies them and busts them free all over the country. So he's spreading COVID. He is the COVID president. Not to mention after Afghanistan, the Bloodbath Biden. That's his new nickname, Bloodbath Biden. But he's the COVID president. He's spreading it all over the country. He's inviting everybody in the world who's got COVID to come in. And then he's flying them all over the country. You don't think that helps China destroy the United States? But the most important thing of all is the vaccine mandate for the military. What is there, 1.4 million military men? You give them all the vaccine. First of all, they have zero chance of dying. You look at the COVID stats. The military is just like the NFL. Last year, lots of people in the NFL got COVID. Lots of players. But not one of them died. Not one of them. Not one was even seriously ill. They all came back in a few days or a week. They test positive, and 4 days later, they're on the field. Same thing in the Army. I think in the entire world, 1.4 million military men for the United States, I think 30 people died of COVID. 30. Because they're all young and in great shape. You don't die of COVID when you're in your 20s and in great shape. So there's no reason for them to risk COVID vaccines, which could kill you, which give heart inflammation, heart attack, strokes, blood clots to young people. So now we're going to give it to the whole military, and within 5 years, lots of military members are going to be dead from the vaccine. Lots of military members are going to be dead from heart attacks. Lots of military members are going to be lying in a sick bay with blood clots and strokes and heart inflammation. And lots of military members are going to be so weakened by the vaccine that they're going to get COVID and die. So first of all, two-thirds in England that just died of COVID were vaccinated. Number two, in Israel, massive pandemic has broken out. Israel, the most vaccinated nation in the world. And a new Israeli study finds fully vaccinated people have a 13 times greater risk of being hospitalized than people who have natural immunity because they got COVID and they recovered. 13 times higher risk if you're fully vaccinated of being hospitalized. And last but not least, one-third of all the new breakthrough cases of COVID of people who are vaccinated in Los Angeles, one-third of all the cases are people who have been vaccinated. So the numbers everywhere in the world show the same thing. Israel, everybody's been vaccinated, is sick, is dying, is hospitalized, is dead. In Los Angeles, they're being overrun with breakthrough cases. And in the UK, two-thirds of the dying from COVID have been vaccinated. So, I mean, the numbers are everywhere, and it's just so amazing that I knew this just by pure gut instinct. Pure gut instinct. I said every word coming out of the CDC and Biden's a lie. They keep telling you everybody in the world who's sick is unvaccinated, and it's a complete lie. They're making it up out of thin air. The fact is, if you've been vaccinated, you have a much higher chance of being hospitalized and a much higher chance of getting COVID and a much higher chance of spreading COVID than if you're unvaccinated. You also have a better chance of dying. They're lying about every single stat, and that doesn't include the amount of people who have been vaccinated and died from the vaccine. Great day of guests. When we come back, Rob O'Neill will be with us to talk about what's going on in Afghanistan. Who is he? The Navy SEAL who killed Osama bin Laden right here. Liz Harrington will be on in the second hour, President Trump's spokeswoman. And in the third hour, Captain Sam Brown, retired U.S. Army captain, U.S. Senate candidate in Nevada, badly wounded in Afghanistan. We'll comment on what's happening in Afghanistan. Big, guest-packed, power-packed, opinion-packed day. Wayne Allyn, The Root, The Root's on fire. Stay with us all 3 hours.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon says a Taliban failure may have led to the deadly terrorist attack. 13 troops died and 18 were wounded in an ISIS-K terrorist attack yesterday near the Kabul airport. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby was pressed on how the bombers got past Taliban checkpoints and if they may have been complicit.
Actually, I didn't hear General McKenzie put it that way, Jenna. In fact, I think in one of the questions he got, and I think it was Idris's, you know, he said, Idris asked, was there a failure? And the general said, of course, there was a failure somewhere, obviously. And he even alluded to the fact that it could have been at a Taliban checkpoint. We've not been certain about that.
Tropical Storm Ida is expected to make landfall along the northern Gulf Coast this weekend, affecting parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is
Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, great guests coming up. Rob O'Neill, Navy SEAL, killed Osama bin Laden. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, the War. Seven days a week, and the all-important weekend Best of the Best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem. He used to do America's Top 40. I do America's Top 10 most important stories for conservatives, Christians, patriots, and deplorables. Anybody who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. We've got our guest here, and what a patriot this guy is. What a hero. Rob O'Neill, Navy SEAL, who killed Osama bin Laden. That's a title, man. That's a resume for the ages. My father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather killed Osama bin Laden for the United States of America, Navy SEAL. Rob, that's a great title, man. I love that.
Well, thank you for having me. It's quite a title to get used to because, you know, with anything online, with haters and everything, they're like, hi, I'm Rob O'Neill, and I haven't talked about Osama bin Laden for 5 minutes. It's like, what do you think everybody that I ever meet asks me about every single time? It's like, it's one of those things. And I've had dudes say, you know, some people say you didn't kill bin Laden. I'm like, bro, sometimes I wish I didn't. It's like, come on. It's like, it's a team effort. We did it for the country, did the right reasons. It's a lot to live with, believe me.
It's a lot to live with, but it's a great thing. It's a great thing. So, Rob, tell me about the terrible thing, the tragic thing that we saw, the debacle, the catastrophe that we saw yesterday in Afghanistan. Doesn't it make your blood boil? What did we go there for 20 years? Look, I've been a patriot my whole life, and I'm the first time ever, I'm going to say this out loud, I just don't know that I would ever tell my kids, I have two sons, whether they should actually go in the military. I used to think it would be a great thing to tell them, and it makes you a man, and it's for your country, and helps you grow up. But now it's like between the vaccine mandates and the way they're treated, if there's a liberal Democrat in office, they're expendable. Everybody saw this coming. All these boys didn't have to die, and they died. And it's just so disheartening to me. It must be disheartening to every ex-military person, right? Every vet.
Yeah, it is disheartening, and, you know, I'm still very, you know, obviously very pro-military, and I love the men and women who served, and it's not their problem, and that's a common theme around the world, is even these countries that won't fight, it's not that their soldiers aren't great, it's their leadership sucks, their government sucks, and that's where we're at right now. We're so not focused on shooting and driving and communicating, we're teaching our soldiers, airmen, and Marines, and sailors about being woke. About, you know, about white rage, about stuff that, honestly, when I was there, the big thing was don't ask, don't tell, repeal. None of us cared there, just like none of them care now. It's not like they're going to exclude anyone. It's an all-inclusive. If you can live up to the standards, welcome to the team. Welcome to the fight. It's these leaders that are so detached from any reality because when they get to a certain level, they're just surrounded by yes men, and everyone tells them yes, and everyone tells them this is good. Yes, what you wanted to happen, sir, and that sir tells the politician, yeah, what you wanted, sir. And like a prime example, the Biden administration is saying back in April, well, we have, you know, 200,000 well-trained for 20 years Afghanis, and they're going to defeat the Taliban to their twice the size. Everyone was on the ground and said they're going to lose in 7 days. No doubt about it.
It's a scary situation. I was a guest myself moments before this show started on OAN, you know, One America News Network, and I was on Natalie Harp's show, and I said this reminds me of 1938, and I'm Jewish, Rob, so I'm not trying to compare this to the Holocaust. Nothing compares to 6 million Jews being slaughtered and gassed to death. But 1938 wasn't the Holocaust; it was the pre-Holocaust, and it was where they were, you know, kind of brainwashing and using propaganda to destroy, you know, the Jews and make people believe Jews were inferior. And so that laid the groundwork for them to throw them in railway cars, and nobody cared because they'd already used the propaganda. And that's what I feel like Everything's a lie coming out of the Biden administration. Everything they say is a lie about the vaccine, about COVID, about vaccine mandates, about Afghanistan, about the people left behind in Afghanistan, about, you know, how preventable this was, about $85 billion in equipment left behind in Afghanistan, you know, about securing. This is the thing that blew my mind. They gave the security of our military and our citizens to the Taliban. What?
Yeah, it's completely mind-boggling. And even with, I mean, giving up Bagram Airfield, like, now, you know, this could be argued all the way back. I said we should have left Afghanistan back in 2004, 2005, and just kept a small presence in places
right.
like Jalalabad with an airfield where we could do cross-border and then keep Bagram open because that can cover the entire area and not just Afghanistan, and you'll be fine. You won't have what happened in Kabul. But you know, here and there, people make decisions, blah, blah, blah. But at this part where we're leaving, you do not give up Bagram, ever. And you keep a small print there with mechanics, pilots, you know, supply, resupply, the hospital. You don't, and the first thing they gave up was that because, it's with these generals that are in charge, either you told the president we should give up Bagram first, which means you should be fired, or you told the president we should never give it up and he didn't listen, you should resign. It's that simple. But these people in charge are so lost from reality, and everyone on the ground predicted this, and it's gonna get worse. We were talking yesterday, the morning of, I was doing an interview, and I said there will be a car bomb that goes off, and then the chaos that ensues, and then comes down, the other suicide bombers come in. That's exactly what happened. Not hard to see this. And they call this, yeah, it was a complex attack. No, it wasn't. It's a very, very basic ambush that these people who are now in our uniforms did. It's not hard.
Savages. I call them savages because they really remind me of the Nazis. They're just terrible people. They're awful people. Their goal in life is the extermination of Jews and of Christians, of Americans, of anyone in Western civilization. Anybody who wants a woman to not walk around in darkness all day in a dark dress covering her face, her body, every inch of her body. Anyone who wants a little girl to go to school, they want to murder you, throw acid in your face. They're crazy people. They're insane, radical, extremist, Islamic nutcases. And we put them in charge of our security like the Taliban is better than ISIS. I mean, I'm a little confused, Rob. They're acting like the Taliban is different than ISIS or Al-Qaeda. Up until a day ago, wasn't the entire country of Afghanistan running for their lives from the Taliban because they were executing people on the spot and killing women and killing children and stealing girls and making little girls rape and marry them? Wasn't that the Taliban that everyone was running in fear of? But Biden negotiated with them and hired them to be our security. Am I missing something here?
No. It's so obvious. But again, the people that are calling the shots don't. They're trying to make, see, Afghanistan, having been there so many times, Afghanistan is not like the United States. So it's not like there's this group here and this group here. They're the same groups of the same people from the same families, from the same tribes, with the same warlords, have been doing this for thousands of years. Same thing happened when the Soviets got beat. It's a big rush to Kabul, and then they fight it out. That's all that's happening right now. And the way it's worked, it's not like these people from all over the globe came up. Hey, we're ISIS. Oh, and we're ISIS. Hey, hi, we're Al-Qaeda. We're Al-Qaeda AQ. We're Haqqani. No, same dudes, different flags. They hate each other.
Right.
They hate us. They're going to do what they always do. They're going to brutalize women. They're going to kill each other. They're going to run us out. I mean, it's going to get worse for us because when we slowly draw down what we're doing, we have fewer and fewer Marines. And not right now, the damn Marines and the soldiers right there and the American troops, it's getting tighter for them. It's a lot more dangerous, and it's because we're not taking it serious. And guys like Joe Biden are saying, he said, well, you know, when we pull out of places, we leave some things. 1,500 Americans, that's some things. And
Rob, what about $85 billion worth of military equipment? $85 billion with a B.
Yeah. Well, think about what the cash was. We send them stacks of cash to the former president. He had so much cash in his helicopter as he was leaving as soon as the Taliban was coming. He couldn't even close the damn doors. That's where our taxpayer money goes, to corrupt people put in place by our corrupt politicians. And if none of this is a surprise, but these politicians are shocked. Here's the point that I make. Joe Biden was a senator when Saigon fell. Joe Biden was the vice president when we ditched everyone in Benghazi. Joe Biden is the president on the single worst defeating day in American history. I'm starting to see a pattern.
He's never been right. In the midst Very serious and tragic conversation. Well, I want to give you a quick hello from one of my fans. I've got a fan named TK, TK Crab, and she said, tell Rob O'Neill that TK says hello and she adores him and his father, Tom. His family are friends of mine. I just texted his father, Tom, that I'm listening to his son on the Wayne Allyn Show. So I wanted to let you know that. I thought that was nice.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. I always love to hear that. Because the people who are real, the people who really care about each other, we're the silent majority. I don't know why. What did Babe Ruth say? The loudest booze come from the cheapest seat. And that's it. That's Twitter for you.
And that's, I always say that we've, you know, I've got a new book coming out, and the whole point of the book is that we have to become the loud majority. Stop being silent. Start screaming. Start laying down in front of traffic. Start laying down in front of Democrat congressmen's offices. We've got to be, just like Martin Luther King, we've got to be massive civil disobedience. We've got to do something. See, I'm not willing to preach violence or anything like that, Rob. I can't do that. But what I can preach is, you know, we can't let this happen anymore. We can't. What does a guy like you feel about vaccine mandates for everyone in the military? What do you feel about that?
Now, see, that doesn't surprise me one bit. And that, again, is not necessarily the leftist right now. That's what we call the deep state. Because when we were invading Iraq, someone in power was in charge of something like this because they made me get 12 shots of anthrax and a shot of smallpox. That was mandatory. And that killed people. This is not uncommon with politicians because every single one of these people making horrible decisions on television is because they're getting something on the back end. You shouldn't go in poor as a politician and become a millionaire.
It should be
the opposite. You go in as a millionaire and then you become poor. You work for the people. This is all, I mean, the deep state's a real thing. And don't think for a second, you know, these guys take off their jackets and loosen their tie and pound on the table on TV. They're all going for cocktails together afterwards. They've been doing it for two decades.
And they're all on the take, I'm telling you. Every single one of them. Hey, Rob, stay right there. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root with the Navy SEAL killed Osama bin Laden. Rob O'Neill. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and my beautiful wife, Chelsea Jubilee.
Listen up, everyone. We are doing a buy one, get one free special for the rest of the month. You guys have heard about us, EnergizedHealth.com. And women, this is a perfect opportunity to give your significant other a nice little push to get them off the couch and get them healthy with you.
Oh, my word, baby. Come on, any man is going to say yes. Ladies, come on. You know you love your husband, and he just needs a little extra nudge to reverse that high blood pressure, reverse diabetes, get rid of that tire around the belly. If you as a woman, you really love your husband, give him a nudge. Say, honey, we're never going to get a value like this. Let's reach out and do this together. It's as simple as logging on to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, and tell him that you are a war. Buy one, get one free.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, more with Rob O'Neill, the Navy SEAL who killed Osama bin Laden. Wayne Allen Root with you from the house that Root built. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Again, thanks for having me.
All right. And by the way, one of my favorite listeners, Dave Herman in Pennsylvania, listens to the show faithfully 3 hours a day, every day. Great guy. Sends a lot of emails to me. Says, please make sure you tell Rob that Dave Herman says, ooh, rah. He'll know exactly what I mean. So there you go.
I know, and I'd respond with Semper Fi.
There you go. There you go. So, I was speaking during the break to you, Rob, and I want to say the same thing on the air. I'm not a mass murderer, thank God, but I know that to beat mass murderers, detectives and FBI profilers have to think like a mass murderer. So if I try and put my head inside the head of a crazy Islamic radical extremist like ISIS, like Al-Qaeda, like Taliban, I feel like Joe Biden has given him the perfect situation, the best situation since 9/11, to literally round up hundreds of Americans, maybe even thousands. Let's say you could put 1,000 Americans in a stadium, and you could either kill them all on national TV, right in front of the camera, biggest PR move in the history of the Taliban or Al-Qaeda or ISIS, or you could hold them all hostage in return for a ransom of billions of dollars, and Biden would have no choice but to pay you because you'd start killing 20 a day in front of the TV. Literally, right in front of your screen, you'd see 20 Americans get their heads blown off, and after 3 or 4 days of that, he'd pay any amount of money to get the 1,000 that are left back. So that's what I see happening now with the people he's left behind in Afghanistan. Your thoughts?
Well, I hope it doesn't come to that, because we still have a lot of competent people in our intelligence agencies and in our military, obviously. The problem is we've handcuffed them, because in order to do mass rescue operations, you need a lot of support. It's not like You can just fly in somewhere as the new catchphrase, if you notice, is over the horizon. That's nonsense. You need human intelligence, signal intelligence. You need people on the ground. You need refuel. You need to eat. You know, you need stuff like that. But having said that, I wouldn't put it. It's such a crazy place right now. Down is up, up is down. It wouldn't put it past me. And it's sad to think those 1,500 or so Americans, plus all the enablers in Afghanistan, their only hope in a few days, I'm not making this up, is run. That's all you got. You can't even shelter in place anymore. But if you'll notice, Taliban was really smart, because what they started doing before they took over, before we gave up seven bases, is they started taking all the passers, all the ways in and out, charging taxes, making money. It's going to be hard to get out of this, and those difficulties are no joke. Yeah, it's bad, though. If these mass murders get that many Americans, they have got us right where they want us.
Yeah, I mean, what would stop them from, if they capture 1,000 Americans, what would stop them from murdering 1,000 Americans to try and create another 9/11 image that helps with recruiting and fundraising?
Nothing. Nothing. I mean, we have a very slim chance right now to stop it. And that, unfortunately, is to get a footprint right there at that airport that I refuse to say the name, because the guy they named after is a complete scumbag. But we need to get a footprint there, expand the perimeter. We've given so much stuff away right now, though. The good news is, if we let the Marines and the airborne assets take it back, everything on the other side of that fence, including uniforms and Humvees, is Taliban. Go kill them now. Go get them.
Well, I mean, Biden just doesn't seem to have the ability to do it, doesn't want to do it. I wrote a commentary. I believe it's treason at this point. It's massive dereliction of duty. I think he wanted to hand the country over to China. I've always felt Biden is owned lock, stock, and barrel by China. And who benefited from all this after 20 years and all those men who died, all those heroes, and all the money spent, trillions of dollars? We left, and look what happens. China walks in the back door. They just waltz right in, and they're going to get all the lithium and all the rare earth minerals. Why didn't we take the lithium and the rare earth minerals?
Because we are too nice. We put people in trouble if they don't kill, if our soldiers don't kill the enemy nicely enough. We have our rules of engagement. You'll notice a few things open right now, not being touched, is the Chinese embassy in Kabul, the Russian embassy in Kabul. You know why? Because they know if you mess with them, they will kill you. They will fight wars and they will kill you. I mean, the only reason the Russians lost is because of us. We were given Stinger missiles to the jihadis through Pakistan, which is amazing. Pakistan's still doing the same crap. But watch China right now, because they're there. They are going to start moving in, because China does border Afghanistan right through there, get out to the sea. Now they have a lane right there. They're going to take all the important minerals. And because we are so weak on the world stage, check this out. China's going to Taiwan. You think we have the stomach to do that? Nope. They're screwed. They got to rely on I love our Australian counterparts, our Japanese counterparts. They're at this by ourselves. Our Navy can handle them. Unfortunately, our leadership cannot. This is a lot bigger than people think. The jihadi part's bad. It's going to be horrible with the Americans left behind. China's taking over. China is basically, and this is tough to say, China right now, because of leadership, is basically the only superpower in the world.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying Biden is bought and sold and owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese, and his son is, and he has allowed China to just trample us and take over the world, and the United States will never be the number one power in the world ever again. It's just so sad, and it's treason. Joe Biden and his family are guilty of treason, or they're being blackmailed, or both. It's disgusting, and what just happened is horrible. But thank God we still have patriots like Rob O'Neill. Navy SEAL killed Osama bin Laden. Great analysis of everything going on. Rob, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks so much. Anytime. Always love talking with you.
Thank you, Rob. God bless you. Sponsor of the segment of the show, my new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It's got the list of all the woke companies. If you go woke, we're going to make you go broke. It gives you their phone number, their email, and their mailing address, and the name of their CEO and board of directors. And we are going to now hound them to death and let them know that we will boycott them and destroy them and bring them to their knees if they don't wake up and support America. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book at Amazon by Wayne Allyn.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.